During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you on a Thursday, and the 810 Cares for KC Food Drive Thursday. Favorite day of the year as a chance to give back to our community. We do it every single year, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Like I said, if you're out on the road, if you can't for whatever reason be a part of what we're doing, please find a way to give back to the community somewhere, somehow. Maybe that's your time. Maybe it's your talents. Maybe it's your cash. Maybe it's canned goods, however you can. Please get involved. We'd love to see you here at Coaches at 135th. We'll be hanging out here after the show, so you can come on by here as well. Bring your donations. We'll make sure they get to where they need to go as we'll be hanging out here. So come on by. Get a little late lunch if you want. The meatloaf getting raved reviews. I loved it. I had the meatloaf. Curtis had the pot roast 810 lunch special right now. You can take advantage of it. All the food made from scratch here at Coaches. Perfect spot for your holiday dinners, your holiday get-togethers, your parties, your end-of-the-year baseball, soccer, basketball parties right here in their great little party rooms that they've got where they can put two together, one or two rooms, however much you need. Just a great, great spot. Great patio up top when it's a beautiful day out. Food's awesome. People are great. Great family-run business here at Coaches, and we thank Brian and his staff for letting us come here and for being a part of our food drive. Let's talk about the biggest story of the day with John Kurtz from KMAN in Manhattan. He's with us here in the program. John, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. It's been a crazy day.
Yeah, it has. So the news breaks. If you haven't heard, if you're just getting into your car, Brett McMurphy, formerly of ESPN, has put out the story that there was a handshake agreement between the administration at K-State and Jim Leavitt for him to come on board with the staff, and I'm assuming be the defensive coordinator, this year, and then take over as the head coach in 18. He would be the head coach in waiting. And there was even as much information as to say that there was a $3 million payment that would be made to Jim Leavitt if he didn't end up being the head coach for whatever reason. And this deal was nixed by Bill Snyder. And it adds in the piece, Brett adds in the piece, that Bill Snyder was the one that nixed this deal, that he wants Sean Snyder to be the next coach of the K-State Wildcats. What's the reaction there in Manhattan?
Well, the fan reaction is inherently frustrated, angry. I think there's no doubt that that is the general gist that I've gotten from a lot of the fans. I think it splits a little bit along an age demographic where perhaps some of the older fans are going to be more in favor of Bill Snyder doing whatever he wants to do and the Sean Snyder route here and taking that stance. But anybody that's on the younger end of things, especially Twitter, most of the social media, what you see, the reaction has been that they are really frustrated. Whether or not they thought Jim Leavitt was a perfect candidate here, I don't think matters quite as much, because I don't know that there's as much support for Jim Leavitt being solely the guy. But the issue here, quite obviously, is whether or not Bill Snyder is really trying to strong-arm this into Sean being the head coach, and if he's going to stand in the way of any kind of coaching search being done by Gene Taylor moving forward with this thing. So I would tell you, I think the fan reaction has been a mix of anger and frustration.
Is this enough? Is this where we get to the point that the unthinkable could happen? What we've heard for years is that Bill Snyder's earned the right to pick when he steps away. Has this lost? Has he maybe lost that credibility, that equity that he had built up with such great success there in Manhattan, that the fans are now at a point where you actually could walk away, particularly if this ends up being a losing season, walk away from Bill Snyder and have the fans on your side?
Well, that's what becomes interesting now moving forward, because I think there's already been sort of a groundswell of fan frustration anyway, just with what you mentioned, the fact that this season had such high expectations and the team now is 5-5, and it looks like they're going to have a difficult time making a bowl even with what's left on the schedule with Oklahoma State and Iowa State. So, you know, I don't know. How much does the public pressure really matter to Bill Snyder? How much does the public pressure affect Gene Taylor and what he is going to do from an athletic department standpoint? I mean, there are a lot of different players and a lot of different things at work here that I think need to be sorted out. But, you know, I think you are with this story just throwing fuel on the fire. There was already a fire of fans being upset with the current state of the program and some of the things I've talked about, you know, throughout the times that I've spoken with you about issues that you can see within the program that just are not getting fixed and have been there and are now becoming, you know, a little bit more glaring problems that they have right now. That was already there. You throw this on top of it, it's not good timing for Bill Snyder, I would say, for what the fan reaction and the pulse of the fans is going to be.
All right, let's you know, is it time? I mean, is it time for Bill Snyder to step aside? I mean, forget about, you know, you don't have to make that decision. You don't have to deal with the backlash, and there will be backlash for sure, even if a lot of the people want change. There'll at least be some that don't. I remember it looked like it was time, and listen, I'm not talking about the off the field just horrible atrocities that went on in at Penn State, but I remember just from a football standpoint, at one point it looked like Joe Paterno was done. They turned the corner and he got back to winning 10 games. So, you know, we've seen guys at an advanced age like Bill Snyder have success after they've had a less than satisfying season. So there is a precedent of that happening, but at some point you got to make the call. And I think now with this that's going on, that this has gotten out there, that you've got an administration that was ready to make a change and Bill Snyder that's resisting it, it's a toxic situation if you move forward under these circumstances. I think K-State, whether they wanted to or not, whether it was engineered, they're at a point that I think they have to make a change at the end of this year. What do you think, being right there at ground zero?
Well, it's tough, and I will preface all of this and say that the reason I do what I do and I'm in this profession is basically because of Bill Snyder. I mean, I was grown up on K-State football. That is what I know and love, and the glory days of the Bill Snyder years, you know, are some of the best childhood memories that I have. So it's hard for me to sit here and say, okay, the guy really needs to go. But I can tell you that there have been just a lot of signs, some chinks in the armor, and they're becoming pretty obvious. I think at least something needs to change. Okay, the fans have wanted to fire the offensive and defensive coordinators each for a long time now. So I think if it's going to be coaching staff changes, maybe that can get Bill Snyder by. Maybe that buys him enough time with the fans moving forward. But this is a guy that's never really fired coordinators in his career. So does that start to happen now this late in his career? I'm with you that there seems to be a notion that there has got to be a change from some standpoint here. And maybe K-State is feeling that. I mean, I don't know exactly where this information leaked from or came from, but you might be getting some of that from the K-State side of things, that donors are starting to feel that kind of a pressure as well and want to make that push. So I think there needs to be a change of some kind, whether it's changing coordinators, shuffling the coaching staff, or making a change at the top. I do think for the fans to be happy and really for what the program needs, something has to change. I'm just not sure if that's going to be Bill Snyder retiring, because I'm not sure that if you're K-State, you can come down and, I mean, you can't fire Bill Snyder, really. It's a pretty precarious position that they're in.
But wait a minute, John. Wait a minute. Everybody says that. Listen, if you got a boss, you can be fired. And I'm not lobbying for it. What needs to happen is they need to sit down and they need to come to a solution together. But if Bill Snyder is not going to walk, yes, you can. I think that's the first and biggest mistake that I hear people talk about from a K-State perspective, is that, like, you can't do it. Sure, you can. You absolutely can. Listen, you couldn't fire Tom Landry. Oh, hell yeah, you could. And when Jimmy Johnson won, nobody minded. It was heralded as the right thing to do. If you bring in the wrong guy, yes, you're mud. You bring in the right guy and win, everyone's going to say, yeah, I didn't like that day, or I couldn't believe it that day. But they'll all be on board if you bring in a winner. And, you know, it is a whole new administration there, right, from when Bill Snyder came back the second time?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are some of the lower-level people still in place and even higher up. But, it's Gene Taylor and Gene Taylor's show.
Yeah.
I would say this. I mean, I just think it's unlikely that he gets fired. I guess maybe that's the more appropriate way to say this, because of everything that you just mentioned there. I think it's an unlikely thing that would happen, so I've just never even really considered it. But you're right. Gene Taylor could absolutely do it. And, hey, I think right now, especially with this story dropping, the way the temperature of the fans is going right now, he would have a lot of support potentially in doing that if he did. I don't see that as something that is likely to happen, but I could be wrong. Maybe that would be a move that would shock me, you know, much more than any story like this coming out in the aftermath of all of this. I would be pretty shocked if that happened.
John Kurtz, KMAN in Manhattan, is with us here in the program. So would you be more shocked by that or more shocked by Bill Snyder staying in his current position and keeping everybody, that there was no change of any kind? Which would shock you more?
Oh, I would definitely be more shocked by them getting rid of Bill Snyder. I mean, I think before this story came out, I kind of thought in the back of my mind, you know, this season's probably going to wind up at, knowing them, 6-6, they'll go to a bowl game, and I think Bill Snyder is going to want to come back and try and prove everybody wrong. I mean, there's been some unrest, it sounds like, within the staff a little bit with what's been going on this year and some of the issues that they've had, and particularly offensively, it seems like, and it would make sense to make some changes, but Bill Snyder is so fiercely loyal. He's never fired a coordinator and hardly any coaches really either, so I just didn't see it happening, and he is such a stubborn guy that I could see him wanting to come back next year just to prove everybody wrong, and they still do have quite a bit of talent coming back, and now, you know, potential young quarterback in Skylar Thompson that they're getting some reps this year. So I could see him looking at it and saying, hey, I'm going to have a decent team next year. I don't care what anybody thinks. I've done it my way for so long, and it's worked out pretty well. I think as you get older, you tend to dig your feet in more on that type of thing as well. So I thought that was the likely outcome before this. Now I'm curious to see if this puts enough pressure on him to make a change one way or the other, whether it's him stepping aside or changing something on the coaching staff.
All right, so what do we think brought this about, right? Did this come about? Let's go back a step further. Did this come about because Bill Snyder told the administration, hey, 17's my last year? And so they said, oh, okay, if 17's the last year, let's go get the replacement. And Bill Snyder didn't think they'd take it that way. He thought he was doing them a solid, giving them a heads up that this was going to be his final year. And then it's like, hey, no, but I want to pick the guy. Do we think that he's the reason they went out and reached out to Jim Leavitt was because they know that he's walking away? Or was this the case that that's how they were going to give him the push? Was like, here's your new DC, and he's the next guy, and we got to give him $3 million if you don't step after 17. I mean, if the report's entirely true, what led to them putting together that deal?
Yeah, I think it's much more the second scenario that you just outlined there. I mean, think about the fact that this was still John Curry. This was not Gene Taylor, and John Curry and Bill Snyder, it's not a very well-kept secret that they didn't get along very well, and I think saw the future of the football head coaching position much differently, and John Curry absolutely did not want it to be Sean Snyder, and I think he had identified that Jim Leavitt was his guy. He really liked Jim Leavitt. The word was that at Bill Snyder's Hall of Fame induction ceremony, that's where John Curry met Jim Leavitt and fell in love with him a little bit as the next head coach potentially at K-State. So I think he got it in the back of his mind, okay, I have found my guy that I want to be the replacement for the head coach here. I want to, one, make sure that I can go ahead and get some kind of agreement, lock him up as much as I can and not let him go somewhere else to be a head coach potentially, and at the same time give a nudge to Bill Snyder that, hey, yeah, this is what we want to see happen here eventually, and you need to start thinking about this. I would guess that it's a combination of both of those two things happening as to why that deal was in place.
I think it's a unique culture at K-State. It's a winning culture, but it's a unique one with unique challenges. And Jeremy Kraft, you just told us he thinks there are two guys that could do the job and be successful, and they are Jim Leavitt and Brett Venables. I don't know why Brett Venables isn't a head coach right now. I hear rumors and stuff, but until I get something more than that, then that's just all I hear. It's just some grumblings here and there. But those would seem the two guys that have the ties and understand the culture and what it takes to win in Manhattan. There's not a groundswell of support for Sean Snyder. He has no resume other than having been there that says that he would be successful. Isn't there starting to be a fear? My fear would be, if I'm a K-State fan, is that we mess around at 500-ish, and the two best guys for the job are gone. Venables is, you know, Clemson is doing it on defense again this year. He's got to be a hot commodity again. Leavitt has got to be a hot commodity. Oregon turned around and had some success this year. He did a great job at Colorado. And my real fear, and I don't think it's this year, but it could be next year, it could be the year after, is if KU decides to make a change and Jim Leavitt lands at KU, the same way Mark Mangino did, and Levitt's got a much better resume than Mangino. My fear, if I'm a K-State fan, is that the one or two guys that can actually get this job done end up landing and maybe even horrifically in my backyard and kicking dirt in my own face. Isn't that got to be a little bit of a motivator?
No, no doubt. I mean, I think you're outlining a lot of why this is such a tough position for K-State to be in all the way around, because Jim Levitt, look, the clock's ticking on him. I mean, that's another part of this, too. Jim Levitt's getting up there in age. I think he's pushing 65. I forget his exact age, but, like, he is not exactly young. Compared to Bill Snyder, he is young. But a guy in his 60s is going to want to pull the trigger one more time if he's going to be a head coach, whether that is at K-State or somewhere else, if he's going to get another offer. And you just want to get him in and give him as much time to run the program if that's going to be the case. And, you know, the other thing K-State fans have really feared here with Brent Venables, who I think is obviously a less likely option. We're seeing all the smoke here with Jim Levitt. But Venables seems to be more of a long shot, but that's who the fans really love. If you're talking about the guy that gets the most support, passionate support, that is, from fans, it's Brent Venables. And, hey, John Curry is about to make a hire right now at an SEC school, and you're talking about a guy in SEC country, I realize, in the ACC at Clemson, but in that area, that's a very hot commodity as an assistant coach. Does John Curry go scoop up Brent Venables or somebody else with all the success that Clemson is having? So, no doubt, you hit on what the fans really fear with all of this, is that they're stuck in this position where you feel like, at least most, I would imagine, feel like you can't fire Bill Snyder or push him out or anything. It's going to be his decision, but you might miss out on, you know, the most qualified candidates for the job while that happens.
John Kurtz, KMAN in Manhattan. Great stuff, buddy. We appreciate it, and we'll see where this thing goes from here. It's going to be an eventful December, to say the least.
No doubt. Interesting Bill Snyder show on the air tonight to see what happens with that.
Yeah, that is going to be interesting, and yeah, that I don't want to host that one. There's going to be some fun questions to lob at Bill Snyder. I mean, I guess, you know, see a whirling dervish of you know, 78-year-old guy coming to slap you around. That I don't know. It could be entertaining to be there on site. I don't know. John, great stuff, buddy. We appreciate it. If I don't talk to you before, have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too, Saran. Thanks.
All right, John Kurtz, KMAN in Manhattan. We'll take a break, come back, talk some basketball with Blair Kirchhoff from the Kansas City Star. It's next here in the program.